So this is Don't Begrudge Over 50s Leisure number 2, carrying on from number 1, at 2:20, going up to 2:30 and just back to 2:20, a 5-minute passage. Ready. In his BAFTA acceptance speech, the film's producer, Monty Grunert, said the film's message was that the hero goes to war thinking it will be an adventure and finds that war is anything but an adventure. This is, of course, a well-intentioned message, but is it true? If it is the case that war is no sort of adventure, why does it attract so many stories? Why has war been, after love, the dominant theme of artistic creation since David grieved over the death of Jonathan and Homer wrote the Iliad? Obviously, vast tracts of war are extremely boring and or utterly horrible. But if war really is no adventure, why are films about it, including films against it, such good box office? When I was a boy, I found I read anti-war poems such as those by Wilfred Owen or Siegfried Sassoon with much the same excitement as I read pro-war stories, or indeed stories which were neither pro or anti, but simply about war. Youth, danger, comradeship, suffering, death, grief, hope and despair, courage and cowardice and the testing of character are fascinating subjects and always will be. Naturally, one deplores Roald Dahl's works being subjected to a sensitivity reader. His undoubted talents lay in the area of extremity and disgustingness. Get sensitive about those and cut his work to the quick. All this time, 60-plus years, parents have been free to make up their own minds about Dahl. They should retain that freedom. As parents ourselves, however, I must admit that we did not welcome Dahl's work, although he has that subversive appeal, which is such a strong part of children's stories. There is something nasty about his version. It involves setting up hate figures and taking pleasure in punishing them. In Fantastic Mr. Fox, for example, readers are supposed to admire Mr. Fox and despise the three farmers. But Mr. Fox's achievement is simply to steal and kill their chickens, ducks, geese and turkeys, feasting on them with his family and his associates, badgers, moles, weasels and improbably rabbits. I could never understand why the poultry's interests were not considered, and it seemed to me that Bogis and Bunce and Bean, though depicted as cruel and stupid, were justified in resenting the rapacious Reynard. Puffin, the publisher, has carried out a sensitivity audit of Roald Dahl's books to make them more palatable, I guess, to snobs, bores and maiden aunts. It is a crime against good taste, by which I mean bad taste, which is infinitely more fun. Out go hundreds of references to characters being fat, idiots, hags or male/female. The Oompa Loompas are gender neutral now. Though whatever Greta Misery Pants they hired to do this hack job is far from consistent. In Dahl's classic description of ugliness, double chin is excised, but wonky nose and a crooked mouth stay put. Speaking on behalf of the ugly community, I find all three equally offensive. It's the childish literalism that gets me. Queer as in odd must go. So too many references to an object being black, including a tractor and a cloak. A face turns pale, not white, because something to do with critical race theory, no doubt. As for the witches, the true heroes of that particular book, they no longer deserve to be put through the meat grinder, and their likely day job has changed from supermarket cashier to scientist. So clodding, so graceless are such edits that it conjures an image of a Victorian prude wandering through the Uffizi, drawing bras on all the nudes. The chief crime of PC censorship is that it is artless. Dahl spent weeks arguing with editors, insisting on exactly the right words because he understood his audience. Once upon a time, I worked at a prep school, and one of my happiest memories was book day. The other teachers read aloud from dusty classics. I chose Little Red Riding Hood from The Revolting Rhymes. In this version of the fairy tale, when Red finds her grandma eaten by a wolf, one eyelid flickers. She whips a pistol from her knickers and shoots the doggy dead. The boys howled with laughter. An air of mutiny engulfed the classroom. My poor colleagues had to spend the rest of the week trying to persuade the boys not to say knickers in front of their parents. For the saucy, subversive genius of Dahl was that he wrote what kids think and adults don't want to hear. Ah, but this sensitivity guff isn't about the children, is it? No, it's about adults and their politics. Puffin says it has reviewed the language to ensure all can enjoy it today, but if they were Snow White in their motives, they wouldn't publish Dahl at all. Think about it, The Twits is about a nasty couple who torture monkeys. George uses his marvellous medicine to poison his gran. The fantastic Mr. Fox is a thief hunted by sadists. And if Puffin feels it's wrong to laugh at witches, they've even removed the pimples from their bald heads. Why not just pulp the book? Because that would lose them money. This is what really irritates me about culture war nonsense, the hypocrisy. Our culture is obsessed with policing language to ensure we're saying the right things. But this superficial concern for politeness ignores the obscenities of everyday life, its cruelty, greed, and moral ugliness.